Hunter Biden, Dad Thinks Everything I Do Should Be in National Gallery of Art. By Wendell Hussebo on July 30, 2021. Hunter Biden revealed Thursday that President Joe Biden thinks everything I do should be in National Gallery of Art. While Hunter works to sell anonymous investors' artwork for $500,000. Mom and Dad and Melissa, who think everything I do should be put in the National Gallery. Hunter relayed the opinions of the presidential family on an art podcast. That's what it's about, Hunter continued about reaching a wider audience. Is to have the courage to kinda go out there and do that. And, you know, I could just stay in my studio and paint for myself. And I ultimately do that. But it's kind of, exciting to know that there's audience. And for that audience to be able to have their own interpretation of what your painting means to them, he said. I think it's a great thing for an artist. When Hunter was challenged as to what he thought about those who condemn the practice of trading off his father's name, he responded by using profanity. Fuck 'em. Look man, Hunter Biden said on the Nota Bene podcast. I never said my art was going to cost what it was going to cost, or how much it would be priced at. I would be amazed, you know, if my art was sold, for $10. Just because the first time you ever go about it is the idea that someone is attracted to your art. Let alone they would pay something for it, Hunter continued. Hunter Biden's artwork dealings have caused Representative Michael Waltz, RFL, to introduce legislation Wednesday to block the shameless grift of selling art to anonymous investors. The legislation is aimed at stopping the obvious and shameless grift that's going on with Hunter Biden's art sales, for which he is obviously not qualified to do and is only doing to continue to profit off of his family name, Waltz stated. Hunter recently struck a deal with aficionado Georges Burgess to sell his art after organizing two art shows this fall. Burgess has strong connections with China, which, incidentally, happened around the time when President Joe Biden's son made deals with Chinese officials and made tens of thousands of dollars per month serving on the board of Burisma in 2014. My plan is to be the lead guy in China, the lead collector and art dealer discovering and nurturing talent from that region, Burgess said. I plan to find and discover and bring to the rest of the world those I consider China's next generation of modern artists. Burgess also claimed in 2014 that he travels to Communist China 3 or 4 times a year and that, at the time, he had a solid group of about 25 collectors, most of them overseas. Burgess' connections to Communist China are worrisome because of Hunter's past work during his father's term as vice president, making deals with Chinese officials and cashing in tens of thousands of dollars per month serving on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian oligarch-owned oil and gas company, despite having no experience in the energy sector. Joe Biden later flaunted his ability to threaten to withhold aid from Ukraine unless officials fired the prosecutor conducting a corruption investigation into Burisma. But instead of making the transactions more transparent and open to inspection, the Biden administration is hoping to strike a deal to make buyers of Hunter Biden's artwork, which is expected to sell for up to $500,000, anonymous. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on July 22 labeled Hunter's meeting with potential anonymous art buyers reasonable. Breitbart News senior contributor and Profiles in Corruption author Peter Schweitzer, however, told Breitbart News the anonymous proposal is an utterly absurd solution to the president's son making money off the family name. The only way to address these issues is with greater transparency, not less, Schweitzer said. Their proposed solution is greater secrecy, not transparency. And they are essentially saying, trust us. Joe and Hunter Biden's track record on such matters gives us no reason to trust them,